Get exclusive video content when you follow the Pop Culture Show on Instagram. Unlock full video interviews and video bits you can't get anywhere else. Instagram.com/thepopcultureshow.
Let's jump into celebrity sleaze. So this is an easy one. If I asked you guys, what was the steamiest photo of the week? What do you think it was?
Steamiest of the week?
Come on, it was like they were all over each other.
This is not as easy as I don't think. Know. Wait, is it A-Rod again?
No. It was on the beach, Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian.
Oh,
right.
She's like jumped into his arms in her bikini. Yeah. I mean, they are like full hot and heavy. A lot of people are saying Travis has already started shopping and planning an ultra romantic proposal that will knock her off her feet.
I am happy you didn't have the A-Rod story because I'm so sick of the whole A-Rod, J-Lo back and forth.
I know.
Are they back?
No. But
apparently he's trying to get her back and then she's like, she's ready to move on and so
just
whatever.
Done.
But I do see the Kourtney-Travis thing happening because they've been friends for a really long time. But they keep posting these photos of each other like all over each other. It's getting to be a little embarrassing.
Right.
Now, we were talking about that TikTok video earlier that went viral. Did you see the other one about the IHOP waitress? She released the surveillance camera video showing Adam Sandler turning away. I guess he was with his daughter. They were wearing masks and he didn't want to wait 30 minutes for a table. So he left.
This is such a non-story.
I know. And so she put this on TikTok, please come back.
I mean, it was a wait. I mean, I give him credit for not saying, hey, yo, I'm worth $450 million.
Exactly.
Give me a table.
Right. He can make his own Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity.
Yeah, you could buy. I'm going to buy this restaurant right now, and you're fired.
Now, Barnes, I know you keep asking me, where's John Mayer? Why isn't he on our show? Well,
why?
The latest is that maybe Paramount Plus is going to offer him his own late night show.
Well, he had one on VH1, remember? He did the pilot, and then it was funnier than hell, and then he ended up not doing it because I think it was going to take too much time.
Yeah, he has this Instagram live show he does called Current Mood. And then, of course, he's sat in for the Late Late Show on CBS following the departure of Craig Ferguson. But apparently, and I didn't even see this on TikTok, but he's got about 140 million fans on TikTok alone. He's a smart guy. I could totally see him. Yeah. He's very facetious doing a show and maybe doing a show like Elvis Costello used to have where he talked to musicians and stuff.
Totally.
John is funny. He is just like always on.
But he's not like stand-up comic funny, in my opinion. Like he's dry, but it's smart humor.
Yes, it's very dry. You got to get it to get it.
Right.
Well, they're saying that the supposed name of the show is Later, like Later with Jules Holland, which is, on the BBC. So we'll see. I'd actually like to see that.
Yeah,
that'd be funny.
Very funny. So, Cubby, I know you love it when we talk about reboots and, sequels. Well, I have a bunch of stories for you this week. First and foremost, the Flintstones sequel.
Oh.
Hey, that series is in the works. An animated series called Bedrock. It's going to be for Fox TV and would be set 20 years after the events of the Flintstones with Elizabeth Banks as the EP.
Yabba dabba dum.
Yeah.
Well, it might work. I mean, it's not a movie like the one in 94,
which was awful.
That was bad. But this is, like you said, Leslie, an animated series. So it might fit for TV, but another movie, no.
Yeah, apparently in the show, Fred is on the brink of retirement. And Pebbles, who will be like 20-something, is starting her own career. And then, of course, the Addams Family is coming to Netflix, as you know, with Tim Burton. Now they're saying Christina Ricci is rumored to be Morticia.
They're doing Addams Family again?
It's unbelievable.
That's again and again.
We should have a drinking game. Every reboot, we mention every show that we do a shot.
It is unreal how many reboots there are.
When did Hollywood get just so uncreative that that's all they have now?
How I Met Your Mother's sequel series will star Hilary Duff. Have you heard about that?
That's just the same as a reboot. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's all the same.
Yes. As a How I Met Your Mother sequel series titled How I Met Your Father has been ordered at Hulu. And there you go, Cubby, because you're a Hulu subscriber. Did you sign up?
No, we're waiting because Handmaid's Tale, they released 3 episodes, I think.
Oh, you're going to wait till you
get... We're going to wait till the very,
so
very
funny.
End to get the free trial.
You know what? Hulu is on Netflix's ass. They're coming out with some good new stuff.
Yeah.
It's getting interesting. I mean, maybe they can make a battle, which is only good for us because we'll keep getting great content.
It's like over and over and over again. Now, Barnes, I know that you watched the Oscars. Did you see the previews to the Steven Spielberg West Side Story musical?
I went to get a drink.
Well, they showed the trailer. It's unbelievable. And then they showed, what's going on with musicals? Then they showed the trailer to Lin-Manuel Miranda's HBO Max show called Into the Heights.
One looks better.
As in Washington Heights. They actually both looked pretty epic. Michael B. Jordan is addressing rumors that he's playing Superman. Warner Brothers is developing a relaunch of Superman with J.J. Abrams. That's cool. And a lot of rumors going around that, you know, it could be Michael B. Jordan. Apparently, here was his quote, which, you know, didn't say a lot, but he said, "I don't know what is really going on with Black Superman in particular, but everybody wants and desires to see Black lead in heroic roles, and it's really important. So let's just see how things shake out." That's what he said, which leads me to believe he could be Superman.
Are they shooting for this year or next year?
They didn't say. Here's something that's actually coming back that I never saw at all in the beginning. Do you remember a show called Don't Forget the Lyrics?
Yes.
The original Don't Forget the Lyrics was on Fox from 2007 to 2009.
I do remember.
It was like Name That Tune, right?
Hosted by Wayne Brady.
Yeah, I remember that. It was hard.
Yeah, well now, is it Niecy Nash from The Masked Singer?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well apparently they've ordered a revival with her as the host.
Do you remember a show called Putting on the Hits?
No.
Where people would lip sync to songs?
Nope.
You don't remember that?
When was that?
It was like 85, 86. You know me in the 80s.
You're such an 80s person.
Please comment below.
Comment below what?
I don't know. If you use it for a fucking promo or something. You guys want to have lunch next week?
Oh,
you know
comment
next
below.
Week's no good for me. The Jonas Brothers are in town.
What?
Remember that drop from The Hangover? I just have it in my Roadcaster. Oh. Hey, you want to have lunch next week?
Oh, you know what? Next week's no good for me. The Jonas Brothers are in town.
All right, sorry.
Barnes, you're an actor. What do you do to remember lines?
It's so fucking hard, Fram.
Because Matthew McConaughey said that this is what he does. He'll read the lines at different times of the day. And then on a Saturday night, he said, you know, he'll do that again. And then Sunday morning after church, when he's in a forgiving mood, and even when he's sad, mad, or glad, he then makes the point that you don't simply memorize the lines of the script. You just get into the character to really understand the lines.
The hardest one I've ever had to do was I went in for a screen test for Days of Our Lives. 10 pages of like massive chunks of dialogue. And that probably took me 3 days. But you're floating with no life vest. So if you fuck it up, you're toast.
Yeah, and the other person that you're doing the scene with is relying on your cues and all that.
And you're relying on theirs.
But is it okay if you mess up a couple of small words as long as you keep the flow going, or do they want every word exact?
Sometimes they don't care as long as you keep the context. But when I did Drop Dead Diva, I was working with Rosie O'Donnell, and they changed up a bunch of my... They changed up where my character worked or something. I was on the stand. It was this long trial. And I was like, how am I going to, you changed my whole thing up, and I'd already memorized this whole speech. And so I wrote it. If you look back at that episode, I wrote it on a piece of paper and taped it, you know, when you're on the stand, like the little piece in front of you. And so I looked down like I was like thinking, and I glanced at it. I mean, you can't really get away with that usually. But
that's why when I did adult videos, I did Romancing the Bone, and there was nothing to worry about with lines. It was only a couple. It was like, here's your pizza, and that was hard.
That's really, hard. Really good advice. Now, I think this is the reason the pop culture show exists, because apparently when it comes to TV recommendations, a new poll suggests we're twice as likely to trust random social media users over professional critics. And we're not professional.
It's true.
We're not professional. Apparently, they talked to 2,000 adults in the United States that watch TV, and a lot of them were like, no, we'd rather hear it from friends, family members, the pop culture show, over critics.
Wow. That's what they said.
That's what they said.
But it's so true. You'll see something come through your stream, and if it looks interesting with those few words, you'll check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, like when you said like how good the Cecil Hotel was, and come I just on. Couldn't wait to watch it.
Man, you stick on something and you just like never let it go.
He's never going to let it go. So,
Leslie, you're a big HBO Max person, right? Did you see that they're coming out with an ad-supported version now?
Yeah, I was going to just ask you about that right now. What do you think?
I hate those unfast forwardable commercials.
$9.99 per month.
Yeah.
Right. It's cheaper. Right. What is it now? 14 something?
$14.99.
Yeah.
I'll give you the $5. Just don't hit me with the same effing commercial over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Lifetime does that all the time.
Have you guys seen Tiger King?
Oh my gosh. Hey, listen, I love HBO Max, but you know, I'm watching Mayor of Easttown and it's like, it kills me that I can't binge it. You know, it's like once a week, just like Showtime. It drives me crazy.
Well, do like Cubby, just wait till the last one comes out, then binge it.
No, I can't. Yep. I can't do that. So that's your celebrity sleaze.
This is the Pop Culture Show. Subscribe and stay connected. Get exclusive video and more at thepopcultureshow.com.